I worked for FSI for about a year. Then the woman that I had replaced came back and they wanted her in the job that I'd taken. So I left FSI and went to work for RICO.
Okay.
On loan to Los Alamos National Laboratory, which was called Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory back then. And they put me out in Jackass Flats at the Mad Building.
Uh-huh.
And that was just absolutely wonderful. It was crazy. It was fun. They built reactors with the hope of, it was the Kiwi reactor,
mm-hmm.
with the hope of using them someday to lift a spaceship into space. But they were tested nozzle up.
Uh-huh.
And, you'd have all these tests and the RadSafe guys would stand down the road and if you had to get an assembly bay, they'd wave a flag and lock you in a room so you'd be safe from the radiation.
Oh, really?
And at that time, the dress code was heels and hose, period. No slacks. And this Mad Building, they built an extension to it. I worked in the R-Mad.
Uh-huh.
And in the extension, they had an assembly bay. You walked in the front door of the building. You went up some steps right by this assembly bay and up into offices that had windows overlooking the assembly bay. It had an alarm system in case anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they determined if anything happened at assembly bay, employees couldn't go down that staircase because the bay was right there. So I would have to crawl
so
up
it
on
would
a
be
desk.
Contaminated? Is that
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although I never thought of it at the time,
right.
but it wasn't a disassembly bay. You know, where would the contamination come from?
Right.
But they'd have these alarms, and I'd have to climb up on a desk in my heels and hose, go out a window, one of those ladders hooked to the side
yeah.
of the building, and climb down. So I started writing memos.
Yeah.
About, this view that they wouldn't let me throw my heels off because I'd bonk somebody in the eye.
Uh-huh.
And finally, when I quit there and moved into town for RICO Direct, they built an outdoor staircase.